After sales services firm OnSite Ego has raised funding from World Bank and Sqo's International Finance Corporation, IFC, as part of its extended Series B round of funding. The company has raised $30 million, 220 crore rupees, in total as part of this investment round, said Avendus Capital, which advised OnSite Ego on this transaction. OnSite Ego will use the capital to consolidate its market position and boost its business to consumer, B2C, offerings. In the first tranche of its Series B round, OnSite Ego had raised $19 million led by Avendus-sponsored Zodius Growth Fund in February this year. The transaction had marked Zodius Growth Fund and Sqo's maiden investment. Existing investor Accel had also participated in the round. IFC had proposed in May to invest $10 million in OnSite Ego. OnSite Ego, operated by OnSite Electro Services Private Limited, was founded in 2010 by Kunal Mahipal. It claims that over 6 million people have availed its services, and that it covers gadgets and appliances by over 300 brands available in the country. IFC and Sqo's India Bets. The proposed investment in OnSite Ego is the latest example of the World Bank Group member IFC in Sqo's commitment to India, which is its single largest portfolio market. And NBSP. Apart from its direct investments that involve both equity and debt funding, the institution also actively invests in private equity and venture capital funds as a limited partner, LP. In March, it said it was planning to offer up to $54 million, around 397 crore, in Poultry Group's Aguna, to help fund its various projects. In October last year, it said that it was planning to make an equity investment of up to $20 million, around 141.82 crore, in the overseas unit of agricultural producer Maharashtra Hybrid Seed Company Limited, Mahigo India. And NBSP. Other companies it has announced plans to invest in include P-backed Future Lifestyle Fashions and private sector lender Arbel Bank. Its LP bet this year included investment in venture capital firm India Partners and Number 39, new fund and in a new private equity fund of India Alternatives.